The Lamp's Light, a poem by Pilgrim Chris. The tarnished faux antique brass floor lamp casts warm light across the room, barely penetrating the far shadows, its golden glow focused on the moss-green cushioned oak reading chair beneath, illuminating now the curled cat whose bed the chair has become. The lamp's weak ethereal light hides from view the years of neglect, negligently exposed during day's natural light, of the faded stone and chocolate-coloured walls, which now, draped in a diaphanous delight, offer a comforting quietness contained within their confines. Upon these wailing walls, family photos watchfully follow as Dali dances with Mucha, and unknown artists proffer a floral backdrop as Christ cheers this charade from his cross. The refracted light gives the leaded panelled doors of a second-hand bookcase a lustre that showcases the decorative cut of the glass. Behind these diamond doors, an array of irreligious, religious and non-religious tomes stand side by side in ordered, peaceful cohabitation, unaware of their human counterparts' disordered sectarianism and discord, whilst the Sacred Heart pours forth his graces upon all from his mantle above. In a distant, shadowy alcove, the lamp's light barely manages to invoke memories of distances journeyed. The silvery spire of the CN Tower sparkles in vain of past vain glories. The Endeavour, conqueror of once distant lands, failing in its endeavour to capture now distant memories. A spectacular rosary, once prayed over by the bare hands of a pope, now barely handled by a papist wearing rose-coloured spectacles. The lamp's light, reflected off an old mirror, a mirror made with the vigour of youth, reflects the visage of its maker, as he stands before it reflecting on the vanities of middle age. Standing on a carpet whose fibres once stood proud, but which now proudly display the spills and spoils of a decade's pacing, shamefully obscured by the shadows cast by the lamp's light. And, shining like a beacon at the back of the room, a burnished brass door handle beckons, with a promise of a room beyond without walls, of perpetually changing pictures painted by the artist known and unknown, of new tomes yet to be written, of memories yet to be made, and the only reflections are those seen in the mirror of creation. Beyond the lamp's light is the light of the world, a light which casts no shadows, but illuminates the mind, exposes the soul, and floods the heart with its brilliance.